Lessons learned from the 2023 general elections cannot be exhausted in their entirety. In fact, one cannot summarize in one piece all the lessons learned. From the moment the Independent National Electoral Commission, INEC, in a chart pointed out that the youth constituted an overwhelmingly high number of registered voters, it was clear, even to the politicians, that the narrative would change. It was not the first time the youth would constitute a majority, but it would be the first time that that number of strength was reflected at the polls. In a recent hilarious video created by Nollywood actor and content creator, Baba Echo, and featured above, it is clear that it would not be business as usual for the class of 2023 Feet leaders. In Baba Echo's video, the message was clear: the Nigerian youth will crucify any elected officer if he or she failed to get the job done in the next 4 years. More is expected, particularly in Alamosho, where we have all elected representatives as progressives. Still, their continued existence in office will depend largely on how they perform. During the campaigns, Alamosho youth were promised so many things, particularly in the areas of empowerment, human capital development, and effective representation. We count on our representatives to do the needful to ensure they will remain politically relevant in the Alamosho political landscape. That is what the Nigerian youth are demanding.